With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States will change its policy toward Gaza unless Israel takes immediate steps to better protect Palestinian civilians there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says President Biden has told Prime Minister Netanyahu future U.S. support for the war in Gaza depends on Israeli steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
He underscored as well that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and he urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home.
The leaders' conversation came as the World Central Kitchen called for an independent investigation into the Israeli strikes that killed the group's staff members, including an American citizen. There will be no third-party presidential candidate put forward by the No Labels organization, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After raising millions of dollars for a potential 2024 presidential ticket to counter the Biden and Trump campaigns, the bipartisan group No Labels is pulling the plug on its efforts. The CEO issued a statement saying they were unable to attract candidates with a credible path to winning the White House. Several well-known politicians ruled out running on the No Labels ticket, including former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, Senator Joe Manchin, and former governors Larry Hogan and Chris Christie. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has rejected arguments by the former president that the indictment was seeking to criminalize political speech protected by the First Amendment. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee said at this pretrial stage he must consider the language of the indictment in a light favorable to the prosecution. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin goes all in on transgenderism.
Democrat Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have barred males from competing against females in school sports. Though the measure passed comfortably in both House and Senate, in the legislature there aren't enough votes for an override. The American Principles Project is decrying the decision, saying, quote, Governor Evers' veto of protections for girl athletes is an especially cowardly surrender to ideologues who deny biological reality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court is considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Gantner Drummond argues the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. If approved, Drummond says Islamic or even satanic schools would be eligible to receive public funding. This is SRN News. The maker of an ALS drug will pull the medicine from the U.S. market.
Amylyx Pharmaceuticals will halt marketing in the U.S. and Canada. In March, the drug maker announced that its drug had failed to show any benefit for patients in a 600-person study. The drug's failure is a major disappointment for ALS patients and advocates who press the FDA to approve it. Amylyx's voluntary withdrawal resolves a potential dilemma for the FDA, which had no way of quickly forcing the drug from the U.S. market. John Scott reporting.
Rescuers are searching for missing people and working to reach hundreds who became stranded when Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years sent boulders and mud tumbling down mountainsides blocking roads. 10 people died and more than 1,000 were injured. Wednesday's powerful quake struck during the morning rush hour, sending schoolchildren rushing outdoors. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.